to Dublin.
One of the things that I have learned about being Irish is that invariably, when I go into, say, I go out to lunch or possibly out to dinner, some of my English friends immediately want to imitate the Irish accent, and I'm unhappy to say from personal experience that this is a most atrocious attempt. However, one has to smile and grin and bear it, you see. In fact, I remember on one occasion I was in doing business in Fleet Street, and a very nice chap came up to me and he said, "The top of the morning to you, Aidan." And I sort of smiled rather wanly, and I said rather tersely to him, "I have been 30 years in Ireland and I have never heard in my life that expression." Unhappily, the poor boy was trying to be very pleasant, and he was most hurt by this observation, and later I had to come along and to mollify him. This is part of the whimsy which is attached, I think, to Ireland, and people like to be pleasant about it. They don't mean to be, English people, I should say, don't mean to be offensive. They just like to tease the Irish a little bit and use a bit of a brogue, but unhappily, only outside professional actors have I heard a